Michael was born biologically male 13 years ago in the community of Grand Ronde. Mum, Dee, remembers bringing 3 dresses home for 3 cousins when Michael, who now goes as Michaela, was about 6.
When she saw those dresses, her eyes just lit up. And she said, "Who are those for?" I'll never forget it. And I said, "Well, these are for the girls." You know, I said, "Do you like them?" And she said, "Yeah." So I said, "Well, do you want to try any on? If any of them fit you, do you want to wear them?" And she said, "Yeah." And she just twirled and twirled in that dress. So wonderful. And that's when I knew at that point, you know, I'm not wrong here.
To protect her privacy, OPB has agreed not to use Michaela or her mother's real names. When Michaela turned 7, the family went on a trip to California where she wore dresses and went out in public as a girl.
She had the best, you know, week of her life up to that point, and she was so open and just had so much fun.
But there were problems.
She wouldn't wear her pink and purple to school anymore like she used to. She was starting to get teased, which was way too hard for me to take.
I don't really remember any of that.
That's Michaela.
I don't really remember any of that other than some of Ray's friends did.
Ray is her older brother. The family decided to move to Portland so Michaela could attend a school where people only knew her as a girl.
Any boy who wants to look like a girl can just grow your hair long and, you know, put some mascara on, put a dress on, and they'll look very female.
Dr. Karen Selva is Michaela's pediatric endocrinologist. She's employed at Randall Children's Hospital in Portland.
As soon as puberty hits, that's when the body pretty much turns on someone who's transgender.
So for Michaela, that would mean growing an Adam's apple, facial hair, and a heavy male body structure. Dutch researchers who studied transgender youth found that puberty suppression gave them, quote, the opportunity to develop into well-functioning young adults. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. So last year, when Michaela started to experience the first signs of puberty, Dr. Selva started puberty suppression injections. Michaela's family has private health insurance, but for someone on the Oregon Health Plan, the hospital says Lupron costs about $7,500 for 3 months. Dr. Selva says now they need to discuss how long to keep Michaela on suppression drugs and whether she wants to start taking the female hormone, estrogen.
Some people are ready and want the cross hormones yesterday and they're 12. Well, we're not going to really do that. That's a little young for all of our comfort level. But around 14, 15, we'll discuss with the parents and the patient and talk about long term, because once you start cross hormone therapy, that is the permanent changes that can affect fertility. And there's some things we don't know about long term outcome for prolonged hormone exposure.
As Dr. Selva tells Michaela, the important thing is that she can develop as she wants to develop and in a way that doesn't attract unwanted attention.
No one in your school knows, right? Does anyone know? No one has to know.
The state estimates that about 175 people will use some kind of transgender treatment under the Oregon Health Plan this year, but it doesn't have figures on how many of those people might be seeking puberty suppression.